The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Joey. I'm doing well. I hope you are.
I am wonderful, thank you. So it's a busy time of the year. Have you finished with your shopping?
No, I have not. I am hoping to get the rest of that done this weekend. Next week is kind of a quiet week, which is kind of nice. So I am planning on trying to get everything done next week. Hopefully you are doing better than I am.
Well, actually, I'm one of those last minute people, but it kind of gets me in the spirit. I like that. I like rushing around even on Christmas Eve at times, making last minute purchases and preparation.
I think that's a male thing. Because my brothers were like that, my dad is like that, and I venture to say that David, my husband, is like that. So I think it must be something in your all genetic makeup. They love that Christmas Eve shopping rush. But, you know, at least we're lucky, Joey, we're blessed to have law enforcement here so that our stores aren't getting smashed and grabbed. So there will be something on Christmas Eve for you to go in and get.
Yeah, and that's a good point because, you know, as we look at some of the reports from around the country, particularly in California, you know, San Francisco, and then up in Chicago, you continue to see these smash and grab instances. And it's kind of like the local officials are just, I think it was the Chicago mayor who just the other day kind of blamed it on the stores for not having more security, yet security is not allowed to do anything.
Well, and, you know, we saw yesterday Nancy Pelosi now just saying, well, we're just, things are lawless, right? It's like, what do you expect when that is the policy that you're throwing down for everybody to have? I mean, I can't say over and over how blessed we are to live in a state like South Carolina where we love and embrace our law enforcement and we stand behind them and we see that we live with law, you know, law and order. The rule of law is what keeps peace and calm, and we see that here in South Carolina for sure, Joey.
Yeah. Well, it's just sort of the norm, isn't it, that in South Carolina, in the Carolinas in general, that you don't walk into a store and walk out with something that's not yours. And if you do, there are consequences.
Absolutely. And, you know, when did that really ever change, right? I mean, it changed when the Democrats started calling out law enforcement, started talking about defunding the police, and then everything got, you know, kind of topsy-turvy. And law enforcement is there for us.
Well, and you know, the thing that amazes me, that the hypocrisy of it all is the selective enforcement. Did we lose her? I guess we lost the lieutenant governor there. We'll try to get her back on. But I'll continue my thought, though, there is along those lines is that there's selective enforcement when it comes to the Democrats because, you know, Nancy Pelosi, for example, is the first to be critical of, we got you back. Sorry about that.
There we go. I don't know what happened, Joey, but
I think the Democrats cut you off.
I think that, they knew we were talking. We have figured them out, but they are the masters of diversion, Joey. I mean, that she has talked about it. She has run down law enforcement, and now she's sitting there going, I don't understand what's happening. Yep. It's almost like they say it, and they drop a bomb, and then they act like they don't know who did it.
Well, before we lost you is, they're selective enforcement on what they think, what laws should be enforced and what laws should not. For example, you know, it's just a well-known thing that insider trading is a no-no. But yesterday, Speaker Pelosi was asked about, you know, her husband's very successful investor. And they were asked, you know, should members of Congress be allowed to buy and sell stocks. Here's her response.
No, I don't know to this second one. We have a responsibility to report in the stock, on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review, but if people aren't reporting, they should be. Because this is a free market and people, we are a free market economy, they should be able to participate in that.
So that last part, she was asked, should members of Congress be allowed to buy and sell stocks? And of course, she's all for the free market in that instance.
I didn't even know she knew the word free market, Joey. I'm just impressed that that word even exists in her vocabulary.
She only knows it when it applies to her, for sure.
It is definitely the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party I think we see loud and clear now.
Yep. It is a crazy world for sure. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, it's always good to catch up with you. We'll do it again next week, just prior to Christmas. Hope you have a safe week.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.